July 12, 1854, Rochester, New York. Letter to Alfred B. and Adeline Pearsall. A warning to a prominent layman against improper familiarity with female church members. Dear Brother and Sister Pearsall, in the vision at Grand Rapids, Michigan, I was shown something of your case. I saw that Brother Pearsall had not abstained from all appearance of evil, had been too familiar with the sisters, and had not always behaved with discretion and comeliness with his own wife in the presence of others. These things have brought a reproach upon the cause. Dear Brother Pearsall, you have been indiscreet in practicing the salutation, and have made but little difference as to the time and place, whether you were surrounded by unbelievers or not, and had been ready to practice it too frequently, and no good but evil has resulted from it. I saw that you had dwelt too much upon little things, non-essentials, had entered too largely into others' business and affairs, and were too precise to bring them to your views and ideas, and the result has been bad. You have been too severe upon others, noticed their faults too much and dwelt upon them, have dwelt too much on articles of dress, etc., etc. I saw that you had done very wrong and been exceedingly unguarded in taking sisters upon your knees. God's word does not allow it, and you have no right to do it, and you have sinned in so doing. I saw that you could not be too careful and reserved with the sisters. No married man has any right to sit another woman upon his knee, or allow it in a woman, but his own wife. You must be more judicious, more guarded, and watch your